were talking.
Tazu muna magana ne.
When we lost the power.
Idan mun rasa iko.
About how to read the law of God.
Yadda zamu yi binciken maganar Allah.
Because when you read the law.
Domin lokacin da ka yi binciken maganar Allah.
You have to take the law.
Ya zama tilas ka dauki shari'un Allah.
And recognize its application.
Ka fahimci amfanin shi a rayuwarka.
It's broader than the specific situation.
Yanayin rayuwarka.
That God is referencing in the law.
Domin ka san inda suke a cikin maganar Allah.
In law, modern law.
Shari'a na wannan zamani.
We act like we need to list every single situation.
Ya zama tilas mu lissafa duk yanayi da muka samu kanmu.
God's plan.
Shirin Allah zuwa gare mu.
It's for him to give specific examples.
Domin ya ba mu misalai na musamman.
To adjust people.
Zuwa ga mutane.
Who then can understand the cases that don't exactly match.
Saboda su fahimci yanayin da suka samu kansa ciki.
Which is why he can write the law in 5 books of the Bible.
Shi yasa ya rubuta mana waɗannan a cikin shari'un nan guda biyar na littafi mai tsarki.
In modern nations.
A zamanin mu na yanzu.
Take libraries to write out their laws.
Shi yasa ya zama abubuwa ne da dama wanda a turance yake library.
But when we think of the law,
amma lokacin da muka yi tunani kan shari'un Allah,
when we read it,
muka kuma karanta,
we always need to ask what aspects of this law
zamu ga bangaren shari'un nan
are moral
da abubuwan da ya shafi rayuwa,
meaning binding at all people at all times,
wanda ya zama da tasiri akan rayuwa na kowane zamani,
and which are ceremonial, the ceremonial law,
wato shari'un da suka shafi al'adu,
was fulfilled in Jesus Christ,
wanda ya samu cika cikin Yesu Almasihu,
and doesn't continue,
kuma ba zai ci gaba ba,
because it fulfilled its purpose,
domin ya samu cika cikin shari'un Yesu Almasihu.
So there was the question about whether we should celebrate Passover.
So tambayan da ko zamu yi ci gaba da Idin Fasaka.
And the answer is it was ceremonial law.
Saboda haka akwai wannan dokokin da ta shafi hidima ta al'ada.
And there is a clear rule.
Kuma akwai abubuwan da ya cancanta a yi.
From scripture.
Daga cikin littafin sarki.
About what laws.
Game da kowace irin doka.
Are ceremonial.
Wanda sun shafi al'ada.
And what laws.
Ko kuma wanda dokoki ne.
Are moral.
Sun shafi wato halayya mai kyau.
It is a ceremonial law.
Saboda haka akwai doka ta al'adu.
If its purpose,
idan da milansu,
according to Ephesians 2,
bisa aksa sura 2,
its purpose was separating Israel,
dalilinsu shine a raba bani Israila,
from the Gentiles,
daga sauran al'ummai.
That was done away with in Christ. The ceremonial laws were the things that God put into place so that the Israelites would be seen as a separate people. It's really important to understand this. Because it is very easy to say that law doesn't apply. But we should be very frightened to say that. For Jesus Christ, on the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5, verse 19, said, whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. We can't just say when we read a law that was for them, because sinful and wicked people do what is right in their own eyes. Righteous people want God to tell them this is what's right, this is what's wrong. Because we recognize in the fall our judgment was twisted. So the other kind of law that you have to consider is, was the law given to the civil magistrate? Because God has appointed avengers of His wrath. He has appointed civil magistrates that He gave the right to wield the sword to. And while the church has every responsibility and every duty to call the civil magistrate to do justly, we have to submit to the laws that the civil magistrate, that God in His perfect wisdom has put over us in this season. So what's called the judicial law are not for us to obey, because they are for the government to do. But we should encourage the government to do it. For instance, the Bible is very clear that if somebody dies, if somebody's murdered, that the murderer is to be put to death. We think we're more humane than God. You think we're kinder than God. More just than God. So we lock them in a cage and treat them like an animal for the rest of their life. But we're not the civil magistrate. We don't have the right to kill that murderer. But we should encourage the civil magistrate who God appointed to follow the judicial laws that God said were just. Another category when we read Scripture that we should consider is wisdom like Proverbs. Proverbs are not intended to be true in every situation. They're intended to express wisdom so that we consider what is the right thing to do in a given situation. For instance, in Proverbs, I have the wrong reference. But in Proverbs, there's a verse that says, if you're going to eat the king's dainties, put a knife to your throat. And it's saying to do that because wealthy rulers have a tendency to use their wealth to manipulate people. But that doesn't mean that there's never a place where you can say, this ruler is not trying to take advantage of me. He's a just, righteous man. And that you can celebrate and feast with him. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you and put a knife to your throat. If you're a man given to appetite, do not desire his delicacies. Because, for they are deceptive food. When Proverbs are written like that, they're giving general advice. That may or may not apply in a specific situation. So when we read a proverb, we shouldn't teach it like that, treat it like didactic teaching. As in, I'm in sin if I don't put a knife to my throat. The principle is, we need to read them like we'd read other things. That if you read a book of Proverbs, that was man-made Proverbs, you wouldn't expect them to apply literally to every situation. They're teaching principles that you should consider. The kind when you that you should read. That when you read it, you should consider it. Is prophecy. Remember, I read Isaiah 6. The reason prophetic books are written as they are is because God gave them in confusing language. So that they would keep on hearing but not understand. They would keep on seeing but not perceive. They would make the heart of this people dull. And their ears heavy. Prophecy wasn't written to be crystal clear. It was written to take wrestling with. When God gave the law, He said what He meant. And then God, for hundreds of years, He showed the results with crystal clarity. What happens when you ignore the law? Through Judges, well, Joshua, Judges, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings. And then He calls Isaiah. And with Isaiah, He starts to talk in shadows. He never talks with clarity. Not like the law. Not like
narratives.
Not like the books of wisdom. Not like the poetry of the Psalms. And so when you read the prophets, Jesus calls them parables. They're not to be read literally. They're to be read like parables. That's a really important concept. Because people want to say, they're clear and we can understand. But they were given. Because Israel wouldn't listen. It says in Isaiah 1, verse 25. After He has already said, He has beaten them from the top of their head to the sole of their foot. We're supposed to read Judges, Joshua, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings. And recognize that was God beating Israel. From the top of their head to the sole of their foot. And they were covered with bruises. And then God goes, I've given up. I'm going to start to talk to them in parables. And then Jesus Christ quotes it. I think in Matthew 13, He quotes it and says, understand what is happening from Isaiah until Christ. This was being fulfilled. God was making it hard to understand.
Allah na tabbatar cewa waɗannan kan wato rubuce-rubuce ba a gane shi da kyau ba.
Because he had appointed that time.
Domin ya riga ya tsara wannan lokaci.
To replace the Israel as the people of God.
Domin ya nuna cewa ai bari Isra'ila mutanen Allah ne.
With the spiritual Israel.
Kuma yana sai maishinsu ko kuma ya bayyana gurbinsu da Israila ta ruhaniya.
The true people of God.
Wato ainihin mutanen Allah.
And so people want to love to try to figure out prophecy.
Saboda haka Allah yana bada alaci ne domin mutane su nuna gari su nemi ma'anarta.
But just like a child,
kuma kamar karamin yaro,
when they start reading,
yayin da suka fara karatu,
should read the clear and simple things.
Ya kamata su fara karanta abubuwa masu saukin fahimta da ganewa.
Before they read highly symbolic language,
kafin su karanta abubuwa masu iya da kuma iyan gane fahimta da ganewa.
Don't think you'll handle Isaiah.
Saboda haka kada ku ga cewa za ku iya karanta littafin Ishaya da sauki.
Jeremiah
da Irmiya,
Ezekiel
da kuma Ezekiel.
Etc.
Unless
you can handle Deuteronomy. Unless you can handle Exodus. There's so many people in the church that can't rightly wield the sword of the word. And they want to focus on passages that God intentionally made obscure to harden the hearts of Israel so they would kill the
Messiah.
The law is far easier to interpret. Then prophecy. Then you come to the Gospels. The Gospels are written after Christ was crucified. And now God's going to explain. A lot of the prophets. The Gospels are to clarify. What was said before. And make it obvious. God said the Messiah would cause the blind to see. So the Gospels record Christ causing the blind to see. But Christ also speaks in parables. Saying that Christians have been given to understand these things. But the Gospels show us how to interpret the prophets. I forget how many times it is in Matthew. But a significant portion of Matthew is going. Remember what God said in Isaiah? Here's what it really means. It is worthwhile. I said before that God used multiple authors so that we could have a sense of time and who the and give it a context to the book through the author. And that's especially true with the Gospel. Matthew was a highly educated Jew. And so when you read Matthew, you will not get it right. You will not understand it properly unless you understand the Old Testament. Because Matthew is written to the
Pharisees
who knows the Old Testament. I preached through Matthew once. It's like every other verse has a reference or a shadow of an Old Testament verse. It was written to a group of people that were like Matthew. A highly educated Jew. Mark is written very differently. Mark is written to the common Jew. Where you have an understanding of God. But you don't have all the information about God. All the detail about what God revealed in the Old Testament. And so it's written to the common Jew. It's usually thought that Mark recorded it from Peter's observations. And so Peter was a common Jew. He was a fisherman. And everybody should understand who Luke was written to. Luke was the Gentile. He was a physician, he was educated. But he wasn't educated in Judaism. So he is writing to a group of people that don't have the basis of knowledge. And so as you read the Gospel, to understand why the author is recording what he is recording, you have to understand what audience he's writing to. Because the audience matters. The purpose of the book matters. And I didn't mention John. Because John is not a synoptic gospel.
Yahayaba
meaning the purpose of John, is not to say this is what the life of Christ was. The purpose of John is like the purpose of the New Testament. It's to explain the misinterpretations people took from the Synoptic Gospels. Because people were reading the Synoptic Gospels. And they were missing the most obvious things. Right, Christ is the Word. All these things happen in those other Gospels. Because Christ is the Son of God. The other normal form. Is didactic teaching. Teaching where somebody's trying to break down specific thoughts and make a logical argument. Like if you really want to understand how to handle the Word of God, Hebrews is a didactic book that primarily is expositing Psalm 110.
Shine tana bada bayani cikakken bayani akan zabura 110
explains how Jesus Christ is ruling.
Yana bada bayani akan yanda Kristi yake mulki.
He talks about what it means to be a priest on the order of Melchizedek.
Tana bada cikakken bayani akan ma'anan ko kuma hanyar yanda zaka iya zama priest bisa ga tsari na Melchizedek.
And so Hebrews is a book that shows how a mature believer is to handle the Word of God, connect the things together, so that you can pull out a richness of meaning. And so the epistles are very direct teaching. But Hebrews is kind of a special epistle. Because it is almost certainly a sermon that was preached. When you think about what handling the Word of God should look like, the book of Hebrews was given so that pastors should know what a sermon should look like. But like the book of Romans, it's systematically teaching how to logically make an argument. In addition to teaching specific facts, epistles like Hebrews and Romans are teaching us how to reason with Scripture. So we have examples of how to do it.